Somebody got it already.
All right, guys, we're going to get you started. Dr. Piccone today is going to talk about Google Sites. You are required, one of your assignments for this class is, now that you've formed your teams, you've got projects and so forth, you're required to actually set up a Google Sites for your project. Dr. Piccone is going to talk about what you need to put on there, how to get into the Google Sites itself, and so forth. Pay attention, this is going to be one of your final deliverables for this class, and it's also going to be your mechanism for submitting all your deliverables when you get into senior design. Thank you all for your resumes. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy reading them this weekend. Those of you that have not gotten your assignments back, come see me after class. Don't start popping up here right now to come and get things. Just pay attention to the lecture. This one's going to be critical for next semester.
Thank you. Okay. How's it going? So who's gotten a nasty email from me?
Everybody.
A number of you, right? When was the last time I was here?
Wait, last time in this room?
No, when last time I lectured this class? Second week, right? And what did I talk about on the second week? No. I did talk about those things, but... All right, well, we'll come back to that towards the end of the lecture. So, I would like the students who are currently in Senior Design 1 to raise their hands. Hi. There's more of you than that, aren't there? So why are these students useful to you in this class? Because they've already gone through the process of creating their website for Senior Design 1. And you can steal anybody. There's no mystery about this whatsoever. In fact, you have access to a lot of different websites, but they will tell you that we're very serious about using these websites as a working vehicle for senior design. So, for example, if you watch the Senior Design 1 presentations on Thursday, by the way, what's happening on Thursday? Just to mention. Besides classes being canceled. I will see all of you on Thursday. Why?
Senior design presentations.
And what do you have to do for these senior design presentations?
A lot of sweating.
You have to attend how many of those?
Four.
And you have to get your sheet signed by the room monitors. What you're going to see, what? Yes, you have to get your sheet signed by the room monitors or you're not going to get credit. That was explained in email. We're actually asking all students to show up. So go back and read your email more carefully. I thought I sent that out to. I'll send it out after class. It's actually on the web. They're also starting to post some things around the building. I guess we hadn't sent that out. I'll send it out. Thank you. That's a good suggestion. So when you watch the Senior Design 1 presentations, you'll notice that they actually load the presentation from the website. If the presentation's not up on the website, they're done. Zero. Now, why do we do it that way? You might think that's crazy. Well, over the years I've learned if your work doesn't get out to the website, I never see it after you leave the course. So the website, one of the principal functions for the website is to be an archive of everything that goes into your project. That includes not just your documents, your design documents and presentations and such, but that also includes data, test results, anything related to your project should be up on your website by the time you finish senior design. Now the first semester, this semester Senior Design 1 students are going through this, so we're in the process of building these websites. So you'll get a chance when you enter the course next semester to see what's involved. But any and everything about your project, including things like meeting notes from your weekly meetings with your teams, should be out on your website. So this becomes a repository of anything related to your website. Now, why do we want that there? Well, you'll be surprised after you leave Senior Design, we'll be contacted by students, by companies, by inventors, all sorts of people will ask us information about these projects. In fact, they're going to ask how to contact you. Some of you, 2-3 semesters from now, will be approached about intellectual property issues with your projects. People will ask you if they can license your technology. So, you know, that's these websites are very important. Now, it's fairly easy to create these sites, and I can testify to that because I was able to do it, and I'm not really very good at Google Sites, but what I wanted to do today is just walk you through that process and show you really how easy it is. I know there are a number of people here who are much better at this than I. You can also look at all the other websites and copy or use, you know, what they're doing. We encourage people building on what others have done in this class. So you don't have to start from scratch. Your website doesn't have to be different than other websites. We just want it to contain the necessary information. So how do we start? Who's actually used Google Sites? I know we have a few people who have taught me quite a few things. So Joe Groh is one of our experts. And so anyone else created a Google site? So where do we start? So Google Sites is so one of the things that you get a little bit used to a temple about Google is there's the public side of Google and there's the temple side of Google, right? Google Sites, Google Code, Google Docs, all this stuff is out in the public domain on Google. But to access a lot of this stuff for Temple, we come in through the Temple portal. So the first step, we're going to just simply log into the Temple portal. There it is. I had it a minute ago, yeah. The next step is to go to TU Mail. I don't know quite, I'm not quite sure why they did it this way, but I think it mirrors what Google does. And where everything really begins is with this link sites. Now, you might also want to explore setting up a Google group for your project so that you can easily communicate within your team and your advisor. You can set up a group so that when you send email to the group, it's archived. Everybody gets a copy, you know, that kind of thing. I won't force you to do that in senior design, but we will ask you to use Google Sites. So let's go ahead and click on Google Sites. If you don't come in through Temple, you won't be able to author some of the pages. That's really the reason you have to come in through the portal. And we'll come back to this College of Engineering link. This is actually, under this link is where the senior design website sort of sit. But when you come in, you'll have a different list of sites on your main page. So let's go ahead and create a new site. So we have to name our site. So let's just pick a name. And we can choose a theme. I don't know. I haven't played much with this, but let's go with simple. And we can go ahead and create the site. And there it is. There's the beginnings of a senior design site. Now, this is actually not... Your final site doesn't need to be much more than this, so this is actually a pretty good start. But the way most of these sites are organized, you have a main page, and then you have links and things on the left. So and in a minute, we'll actually go through some of the existing senior design sites so you can see the work that they've done. But generally speaking, what you're going to do here are put links to all your key information. And then on the main page, you'll have title, abstract, picture of the project, and a few other things. Now, what's the point? One point I can't seem to drive home with my Senior Design 1 class is, what's the point of this website from your point of view?
Final storage.
Final storage? Prior to final storage. File storage, right. But you have a much more pragmatic use for this website, given the constraints of the course. Right, so that's going to come in later. As you actually, I guarantee you, many of you are actually going to pop this website during job interviews, trust me. And they're going to drill down to your design document, and God help you if there's a spelling error in your abstract or something, because your employers are going to see that kind of stuff. But, you know, you will use this site on your job interviews, trust me. That's why I'm making it, that's actually the real reason I want you to do these sites, is because it becomes a really important piece of the job interview. But in terms of surviving senior design and getting a good grade, what's the number one function of this website?
To get a good grade.
To get me documents to grade, right? So one of the things you need to constantly think about is make it easy for me to find documents on this website. Now, you'll see some bad examples of that in a moment when we look at some of the existing Senior Design One websites. But generally speaking, the sidebar here is going to be for links so that people can easily access key information in your project. And then the main page, you can play around a little bit with status and other things. So what I think, let me at this point jump back and let's look at a couple sites and see how they work, and then we'll come back and actually create some of these pages. But generally, what we're going to do is use the creation and editing of pages is done over here, and through those you can sort of create the hierarchy of pages and manage them. So under College of Engineering link, there's a link to Senior Design. And under Senior Design, we have essentially by semester that you start all of the projects organized. So if we go down to 2009 fall, this is actually the students that are in Senior Design 2 this semester, the students that are finishing up, just have some brief information. This is sort of legacy. That's the projects in Senior Design 2 this semester were not required to create websites, but the projects in Senior Design 1 this semester did create websites. So this is essentially a page that I'm going to maintain. Once you create your website, you're going to send me the project title and the team name and a link to the website, and then you'll get an entry on this page, and that's essentially how we access all the sites. So you have complete freedom with what you want to call the site under Google and where, you know, sort of where it resides, but we'll cross-link all that information off of this page. And that actually works out pretty nicely. It doesn't constrain you too much. So most of the websites in Senior Design look something like this. And you can see that this is really just a populated version of the blank page we looked at before. You have some kind of image along the top, you have a main page here, and you have the links over here. Typically, oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Is there any like copyright problems with taking other people's stuff from websites? Because obviously that's those pictures and like certain things are from.
Yeah, this is a, so next week, I think, we're going to get to talk about intellectual property, and we can actually get into some of those issues. There are a lot of subtleties to those kinds of issues, when you can copy an image, when you can't, things like that. For Senior Design, you know, just be sort of respectful, but we don't have to be too much, go too far overboard on that in terms of reuse of images and things. Generally, what I do when I grab images from other places is I always link them, like in PowerPoint or something, so you know where the source information was, so you're not claiming it as your own. But yeah, you don't, I mean, you can't use, if you're running a for-profit website, you definitely can't have to pay attention to copyright and things like that, and we'll talk a little bit about that next week. But we won't police that too much here. So on the main page, the things I would like to see are the project title, the abstract of the project, and that's about it. Some of the teams in this particular website, they've put some deliverables beneath the main page. But the main thing on the main page is the, you know, the team name, the project title, and the abstract. Along the left, what I usually like to see are information about the team itself, the members of the team, responsibilities of, in the project, who the advisors were for the team, that kind of information. And then usually I like to see a link that's something like deliverables that I can go and click on, and I can actually see your documents that you've turned in. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. And those are really the two main things that need to be on the website. We also like to see a contact us link, so if somebody wants to contact you, they have a way of getting to you. Because like I said, people will reach these websites from outside Temple. So you see the basic design. You've got links on the left, main page, and that. So let's go back to our sites. And so let's go ahead and we can, since we already have a main page, by default it's created a main page, we can go ahead and edit the page. The editing tools with Google Sites are pretty simple. You have the ability to type text, select fonts and things like that. The way you manage the hierarchy on your website's a little bit, I find it a little bit cumbersome, but it's not impossible. So when you make a change, generally they want you to save. This edit sidebar is what we're going to use to create the links on the left. So let's go ahead and create some give me a second here. I always get confused about okay. So what's a little bit cumbersome about this is the way you create pages and then the way you link them. So let's go ahead and create a page. And we'll call that page deliverables. And for the moment, we'll just leave it at the top level, and we'll see where that lands. So what it's done is it's created a page underneath the head directory of your site, which is called deliverables. Now, what we want to do is we want to go back to, and you can, you can play around with all the graphics and all that. So now what we want to do, what it's actually done for you automatically is create a link on your sidebar for deliverables. So if we go back to home, you've now got a link for deliverables. And So they make it pretty easy just to create pages. Let's go underneath deliverables and create another subpage just to show you sort of how that works. Your websites don't need to be all that complicated. But let's just, to show you how the hierarchy works, let's go ahead and create a page called Documents. Now, what we want to do is move this Documents page underneath deliverables, which hopefully... I'll remember how to do this. Yeah, let's see. All right. I'm trying to find, I was trying to show the tree editor. And, I'm sorry? More actions, thank you. Okay, so under the, there's a, you know, like all these things, there's a few ways to do these things, but under the move page thing, you've got, it brings up a sort of a hierarchical list of your pages. And you can actually use the site map to see where your pages reside. So, I'm sorry? Yeah. And I think that just did not what I wanted it to do. Well, let's hold off on that. There's an easy way to move pages underneath each other, but I'm sorry? Where? I'm sorry? Well, that's what I was doing, but I'm used to seeing. Click on, I'm sorry? Here. Well, I wanted to move documents.
Yes, but right now, I think on the very top of that page, it says move page, home.
Right. Yeah, yeah, see, no, I see that. Okay. I'm sorry? It'll put one under documents? I see. Okay, thank you. There we go. Thank you. So, as you can see, it can be figured out. For this class? The main thing I think we want for this class is just we want to create the website. We want you to get the title, the project, and the team on the main page. And I think that, you know, that'll be a good start. Because mainly I just want you to get the websites created so I can create the index of projects on the Senior Design 1 page for next semester. And we want that up and running before the summer begins. Right, so this is one of the nice things about Google, you can actually give people some amount of control over accessing of the website. The problem, though, is you can only do it across the whole website. So I think, if I remember right, that's under user settings. Under share sites, you can list the other people in your team is what I would recommend. And then they will have the ability to edit pages.
Are you listing them as their Temple?
Right. You're gonna want to use, because this is done within Temple, you're going to want to use their Temple email addresses, which are actually Google mail addresses, but they carry the Temple domain. The website should be public so it's viewable outside of Temple, which I think is the default, if I remember right. So you want to do anyone can view. You probably want to do something like that. Anyone at Temple may view and anyone in the world may view. The editors should only be the people that you specifically allow to be owners. So you can list the emails, the Temple emails of people that you want to edit the site. And those will be people on your team. Within the pages themselves, there's some tools. So there's some reasonably nice tools within the editors to create just a simple things like lists, which you'll use a lot when you want to update documents and things. That's a sort of a tool they give you. You can create the list and then you can add to it. And that process is pretty straightforward. Some of the teams have done some I don't know why it's coming up with that. Generally, what you can, and then with each of the pages, you can add as attachments documents. So one of the things that you'll be doing throughout Senior Design 1 and 2 is updating your design document. And every week or so, you'll have an assignment due, and you'll be simply adding a section to the design document. So the way these pages will typically function is you'll see various revisions of documents. And just arrange them so that the most recent documents are at the top, because those are the ones I'm going to be looking for to grade. But also keep version numbers on the documents, and there's also timing information of when it was attached, so that this website becomes an archive of all the revisions of your document. Now, one of the reasons this is important is we all know from time to time Word tends to get screwed up, and you have to back off to a previous version and start over again. So the website is nice because it allows you to keep an archive of all your documents, all your works in progress. I'm trying to remember, there's a couple teams. This site has a pretty, they've used a few additional tools. They've got a tool for recent changes to the document and some other various fields that they're updating and such. And those are all little widgets that you can find underneath the editor within the page creation tool. So this is one of the more complicated sites. I don't think you have to be this complicated. I really think, you know, each page should be simple and just focus on the information, but you can have as much fun with the website as you want. It's really up to you. Okay, so any other questions? I want to spend a little bit of time talking about Senior Design One projects themselves, but if you have any questions on the Google site stuff, just come by my office and I can help you, or there's a few experts within here as well, but it's not too hard to figure these things out if you just play with them a little bit. But don't spend a lot of time rediscovering things. Just talk to people who've done it and try to, you know, learn from them. I think that's a much faster way to learn these kinds of things. Okay, so any other questions on that? So what's going to happen in Senior Design 1 is you're going to pick a team name, and you sort of need to do that now, really, as you get your project. Usually, what I like to do is for the students to pick a name, which is sort of like a company name, and then they have a title of the project, and the team name is something we'll kind of use to refer to your team. We have a couple projects this semester. We have two projects working in the same area, so they sort of share a company name, and they identify themselves as different divisions of a company. So if you have a project that multiple teams are working on, we can coordinate that with the same team name, or you can use different team names as you like. But the team name and the project title will be kind of the way we identify the project. Okay, any other questions on the sites themselves? I'm trying to think, Senior Design 1 students, did I miss anything, issues that have come up with the sites? And some people have had trouble uploading, but I haven't really gotten with, they haven't met with me to figure all that out, but I think it's been pretty painless. Yeah. Now, projects themselves. So I've been reading all of the abstracts that were submitted a couple weeks ago, and I have a few more to go, but I think I've gone through about 29 of them so far. So, if you remember at the beginning of the course, the second week, give me a second to get up. I want to bring up the lecture notes from they still don't, you can't load PPTX on here yet?
I think you can download it and then you have to start.
Yeah. I'm sorry? Google Sites has been pretty reliable.
Oh, hey, guys, as you create your websites, the way that you're going to be submitting this to us, obviously you're not going to give us a printout. You will be emailing Dr. Piccone and myself with the actual URL for your website. Don't just shoot an email and say my website and put the email and put the URL, but also give us some identifying information.
All right.
who the team members are in the text of the email itself. This way we'll know how to associate that website to a person or a grade.
Okay, so sorry that took so long. So I put this up second week and y'all fell asleep. But I think now we have a much better understanding of what this was all about. So tell me what makes a good senior design project. No. There are lots of good problems to work on. That's not unique to senior design. What's going to make your senior design life easy? Good projects, everything flows nicely in senior design. Poorly conceived projects, it's a nightmare for two semesters. Why? Well, because of this, this is what we're looking for. What's good about a senior design project is not the problem itself. If it was the problem statement, we'd call it senior entrepreneurship or something. What's important about senior design is demonstrating the design cycle on your project. That means setting design constraints, doing a design, simulation to prove that the design works, setting test specifications, how are you going to test your project, showing that your simulation meets the testing, prototyping or building the hardware, testing that, showing that that meets your specifications, and then once you've learned from all that in a real engineering project, you'll probably go through this process two or three more times until you get it right. Now, this isn't a good model for all projects in this class, but this is a good model for most of the projects in this class. Now, I think what a lot of you are struggling with, a lot of you got feedback of, what are your deliverables? We got a nice sort of problem statement. I want to save the world, and I want to, you know, build this and build that, and it's going to be really great. But you didn't tell us specifically what you think you're going to do in the two semesters. And that doesn't mean down to every detail, but at least tell us, are you going to build something? What are you going to build? Is the output of the project just going to be a paper design with no build component? You know, things like that. And then on top of that, you have to think about, how are you going to test this? So, you know, your project is, I'm going to build a Saturn V booster. And, you know, you're going to construct it outside our building here. Well, that's really great, but how are you going to test that project? You're going to, you know, that obviously the testing component of that can be very expensive. We have some projects that involve going out to sites and doing site studies. Well, think about things you can do to convince us that your paper design is actually going to work. And that's going to mean for some of the projects that are study-oriented, actually going out to the sites, doing measurements, collecting data, and then somehow plugging that data into some simulation that proves your design is going to work according to the constraints of that particular site. So I think a number of the projects are still not quite, you know, there yet in terms of having a good idea of this cycle. Now, some of you are thinking, and actually one of my esteemed colleagues, I was arguing with him about this the other night, is saying, well, this is really what Senior Design 1 is all about. And there's some truth to that, but if you don't think about this now, think about what happens if you get halfway into Senior Design 1 and you decide that your project really doesn't fit this very well. Yeah, because the answer may be you're going to have to repeat Senior Design 1. And we don't want that to happen. I've never lost a senior design team, but that doesn't mean I'm not willing to, you know, fail students if they don't do good work. But we try to get you to do this up front so that we don't have problems in Senior Design 1 and 2. Now, when I walked into Senior Design 1 this semester, and I'm going to put some of the Senior Design 1 students on the spot, what were y'all telling me about a few weeks into the semester? Where are the Senior Design 1 students? So what were you guys telling me about 3 or 4 weeks into the class? We went through the build first and then write. That didn't get very far, did it? But then what were you telling me? But maybe in the second week, certainly in the second week, I was hearing a lot of what? So most of the teams in Senior Design 1 said, and if there's anything I say today, listen to this next part carefully. They said, we weren't prepared to enter Senior Design 1. We needed more time. And if we had known all this, we would have spent some time before we got here studying. Now, I wasn't born yesterday, but, and this is the part you have to listen to, all of you have the summer. Now you're all thinking, oh, we're going to make great progress over the summer. And what's going to happen graduation day is everybody disperses to the winds and you may never see each other. But fortunately, we have things like Skype. So there's no reason you cannot meet as teams throughout the summer, even if it's done virtually. But if you talk to the Senior Design 1 students, they'll tell you they really needed to think about this before they ever walked into Senior Design 1. Because the first week of Senior Design 1, you're going to have to produce a technical specification for your product, a nice two-page kind of glossy brochure about your system, your project. The second week, problem statement. And every week, right, it's just going to come. And the students are telling me, oh, we don't have enough time to research this to actually do these things. But it's all going to come pretty fast. I mean, we're already at final presentations, right? And you're going to be playing catch-up if you haven't thought about this prior to the class. So spend the summer. You have a great opportunity to really get your heads around your projects before you walk into Senior Design 1.
When will you turn the link on to Senior Design 1 for Blackboard? So we can all see it now. Can that be done now?
Why do we have to turn Blackboard on?
Well, so we can see what you're presenting now to the first team.
Everything is on the everything's on the external website.
Okay, to your website.
And you've already, I believe, received emails about that.
Is Senior Design 1 going to say like a one credit time?
Yes. Well, we'll take that one offline. Okay, any other questions? Come and see and talk to me. I'm here to work with you and to help you, not to just beat on you all the time. So, you know, come and talk to me.
All right, before you guys go, he's not kidding about doing research over the summer.